Hurry up, I don't have all day. I want cock now.
Now.
Libby, Libby.
Now.
Come on over.
Now.
Yes.
Fuck now.
BC's 120 cc's. BC's 120 yes. cc's.
We're witnessing the use of the douchebag. 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 Douchebag.
Let that fucking extended fucking butthole in her mouth. Butthole in her mouth. Butthole in her mouth. Shit, get out.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses something by all my
bones. It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turn.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you, back to kick off a brand new week of programs. It smells fucking horrible here. It's like my studio is inside a toilet bowl. My dogs have diarrhea. It's not a pretty scene. And I record the show in my basement here, and that's where I also keep the dogs. They have the run of the basement. And most of the basement is carpeted, right? And then there is an uncarpeted portion where the like washer and dryer are. And thank God, when the dog... I don't know which dog it is. I don't know if it's both of them or what. I haven't actually seen shit, liquid shit spew forth from their anus. I have the evidence, believe me. Anyways, they have the common courtesy to not do it on the carpet, which was great, but I don't know what they're crapping out, but it's sticking to the floor, and I have to literally use my fingernails. Like, I've got paper towels, right, and then I'm using my fingernail through the paper towel to pick at this shit that has become encrusted and glued to the floor. So that took a good, like, half an hour to clean all of the liquid shit, some of which I guess solidified overnight. And then I couldn't get the smell out of the basement. And so I started looking around all the nooks and the crannies of the basement, specifically the carpeted areas. And you guys remember, I remember I told you a long time ago the story about how I used to jerk off. And my jizz would hit the bottom of the desk, and when I was moving, I actually saw like cum stains on the desk. Well, I'm not using that desk anymore, but it's placed in the corner of my current office, my basement, and that's pushed up against the very far corner of the wall. And apparently, that's urinal and shitter number two for the dogs. Because there was crap all, and that's in the carpeted area, so I think that's why there's still a smell. Thank God for Resolve. There's no staining. But Jesus Christ, it's still, there's residual ass and shit stink. And so I went to the store because I ran out of Resolve today. Resolve carpet cleaner. And I also picked up a Glade candle. This is from their Relaxing Moments collection. I gotta tell you, not doing much to conceal the smell. It's really putrid. So there you go. That's what's happening. I think maybe I gave my dogs bad dog food. I just bought a new bag, and I think that's when it all started. So I don't know what to do. Maybe the shit I'm smelling is underneath my fingernails from picking at it. It's the only way I could get it out. I tried finding a stick. trying to scrape it off the floor that way. But, you know, whatever. So I'm in a foul mood because of that. And then also, Rob Peters, fucking slave slut Rob Peters, is pissing me off as well. Because I was supposed to interview him today, and I can't get a hold of him. This is really a good news, bad news scenario. It's bad news because I really want to talk to this guy. It's good news because this rage that I'm feeling is going to translate into a lot of verbal abuse when I end up talking to this guy. I am hating him right now.
I'm a sissy faggot cocksucker.
Yes, you are. And I'm going to demand that he refer to me as Daddy Tim when we talk on the phone. I'll say, Rob Peters, welcome to the program. And he'll say, well, thank you for having me. And I'll say, thank you for having me what? And he'll say, sir. And I'll say, no, that is not how you talk to me. You refer to me as Daddy Tim. Or else I'm going to shove my dirty asshole in your mouth and you're going to have to lick it clean. That's how we roll here on Distorted View, Rob Peters. You filthy little faggot.
I'm in my diaper. I've got my little blouse on.
Yeah.
I've been ordered to do this by Mistress Malice. She can be
no.
very cruel, you know, very brutal. But
Mistress Malice has nothing on Mistress Timmy Boo. Rob Peters, I want you to slap your cock on the phone and shove a grapefruit in your ass. Mistress Timmy Boo has a lisp. Do not make fun of my speech impediment. I'll slap your balls till they're red. It's Mr. Steffi. Alright, so yeah, Rob Peters, hopefully sometime this week we'll get a hold of him. I wouldn't necessarily hold my breath, though. He's kind of flaky.
I'm a real cocksucker, sure, look.
What a way to start a sentence.
I'm a real cocksucker, sure, look.
Look, I'm a real cocksucker.
I'm a real cocksucker, sure, look.
He's sucking something. Okay. Saggy old man tits and everything. A diaper. Gross. Speaking of diapers, I've got a porn star here who could have really used one during this particular shoot. She's getting fucked in the ass, and, well, we all know what happens.
Oh, you want a second? You want to touch us?
Yeah, turn over.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right there. That's when she discovered she gave that poor guy a bad case of shit dick. Yeah, I told you I was gonna poop all over your penis. Really, if I was the guy about to nail this broad and she said, look, there's a good chance I'm going to shit on your penis, I would think twice before pounding her, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'd be kind of squeamish about entering her back door. Now, look, I understand. Like, if you want to fuck someone in the ass, there's a chance you're gonna get shit on your dick. You have to be okay with that. I mean, it's gross, yes, but you gotta think about where your penis is entering. Two things I'd like to point out, though. This is supposedly a professional. This is what she does for a living. She should take precautions. You know, fucking 3 or 4 enemas right up the ass. She should be squeaky clean. And the other thing is, she warned this guy beforehand, so she knew there was some, you know, funky-dunky stuff going on downstairs.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I told you. I was coming. It makes me feel like I have to shit all the time.
Right, her defense is that when she comes, it makes her feel like she has to shit. And this time, apparently, she really did. Fascinating.
It makes me feel like I have to shit all the time, though, too.
Let's do a little bathroom.
I'm really fucking coming. Cool. And I'm like fucking just letting the rest of it all out.
I love it.
At the same time.
We noticed.
That's fucking
we noticed. Yes, cool. We could tell you let it all out. Angry fecal mudslide. Before we get into any more audio, I have a couple things to ask you. Real quick, before I forget, you know, I hate asking you guys for stuff if it's not money. You know, money I need to live, and, you know, I consider this my job and everything. But I hate to take advantage of what we have here, whatever we have here. But I'm going to do it anyways because I need help. So this is a segment called Tim Abuses His Power as a Media Darling. So here's what I'm looking for. Planning a trip to Florida, and if anyone works at a hotel, some sort of place where people stay, not a brothel, or a bathhouse, I don't want to stay at a bathhouse, but anyways, if you have a reputable company or a hotel or whatever, and you work there and can get me some sort of discount, like a friends and family discount. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, you don't have to get me in for free. I'm willing to pay. I mean, if I don't have to pay, that'd be great. Yeah, I need that for February. It'll be a long weekend for me down in Florida. So, yeah, get me that. Also, if anyone is good at FileMaker Pro, any database software, if you're a person who designs databases and would like a job and you work cheap, it's not for me, it's for a friend, but I will hook you up with a paying gig! So there. So actually, I'm giving you something. And that is all I need from you today. Thank you. Now back to the comedy. You know, I love playing public service announcements. We've played some really, really funny ones in the past. This one is from the 1980s. It's another Canadian PSA. Canada produces some just wonderful, crappy public service announcements. In this clip, we see an older man, I guess like a father figure, slumped down in his chair, drinking some Elky Hall, maybe a highball or something. And his kid, walks up to him looking for help.
Dad, can you fix this?
Sure, buddy.
Slurred speech. Kid presents his father with a car. It looks like the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard, and the wheels popped off, and the father's trying to put the wheels back on. But he can't. He's drunk as a skunk. Fumbling around with it, he can't get it. Useless old man. Drunk.
Go to bed.
Now!
Are you sure your drinking isn't hurting anyone?
I just love how his demeanor changes. After a few seconds of trying to fix the car, he can't get it. Throws it down, breaks it even more. Just go to bed, you don't need your car. And tell your mother to get down here and blow me. The least she could do after forcing me to eat that shit she calls meatloaf. I'm gonna fart in that bitch's face when she's sucking my cock. Smell the meatloaf coming out the other end. Exactly how it smelled going in. Disgusting. Finally, before we get into the news today, have you guys seen those videos online of like college glee clubs performing various rap songs? And it's, you know, but they sound really good, right? They somehow make it sound good. Well, this is kind of like that, except it's a choir comprised of all old people singing rap songs. And the only difference between this and the videos I was just talking about is that this is fucking atrocious.
Look, if you had one shot, or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
Just the way he's saying it,
one
talking.
Moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo.
Oh. What? No. You can't understand a goddamn word that they're trying to sing or chant or whatever they're doing because they're all over the map. Every single old person is kind of at a different spot. Oh, no. Okay, well, let's try a different song.
They see me rolling, they are hating. Patrolling, they're trying to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They're holding that they're gonna catch me riding.
This might be. This could be worse than Kid Bop or Kid Bops or whatever. Let's try another song.
What's cooler than...
All right now, fellas.
Hey, all right now, fellas.
Oh.
Yeah? Now, what's cooler than being...
If you don't have douche chills at this point, I commend you.
Being cool.
You are a stronger person than me.
Being cool.
I
can't hear you. I said, what's cooler than being cool?
ice cold.
All right.
Now you all are going to be ice cold real soon. Ice cold in 6 feet under.
Shake it.
The one thing these old people are good at, they're good at shaking.
Shake it.
Parkinson's really does help this song out.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Okay, I've got another example here.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you?
No.
Can't touch this.
No. I cannot do this.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'm getting so hot, I'm getting my robe off.
It's getting hot in here.
Have they practiced at all? I mean, come on. All right, stupid near-deads. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Guys, I could really use your help if you are a fan of the program, if you love listening to the podcast, or if you just tolerate it. If it's just something you listen to in the background, I don't care. Just sign up for the sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the program. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every single week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. Occasionally I'll post video casts. Once in a while we do weekend shows as well. So a lot of great bonus material is already up for you to check out. And then every week we do more. So you get your money's worth. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It does work with iTunes. So you'll get all the programs. All the free programs. All the bonus content. You get a username and password. And, of course, you pay through PayPal. So it's very easy. You don't even need any sort of special credit cards. I don't know why those would be special. I was toying with the idea of only accepting Diners Club for a while. But I wisely chose against that. So, yeah, PayPal is the preferred and only method of payment. Sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Now, I may have already read this story. This could be an update. It might not even be an update. There's just more information in this news story that I think you people need to hear. The story comes from Los Angeles. Sheriff investigators are on the hunt for a group of men suspected of sexually assaulting at least 10 severely disabled women. A computer hard drive obtained from an anonymous source contained more than 100 hours of video footage showing at least 10 women being sexually assaulted by at least 8 men, said Sergeant Darren Harris. It's not known where and when the attacks took place, but Harris said there were at least several locations and at least one was a residential care facility. Quote, all of the victims appear to be severely disabled. Preying on weak pussy, apparently. A smart move. You know, why put the effort in to, you know, chasing down some fully abled women? Pussy's pussy, right? All right, where are we at here? Jill saw Spot. Run, Spot, run. Oh, that's the book I'm working on. I'm sorry. I gotta tell you, I'm not a big fan of books with words, but this one comes highly recommended. All right, where are we at here? Sergeant Dan Scott said some of the attacks depicted on the computer drive, which was obtained by sheriff's detectives last March, involved forcible attacks carried out with no consent from disabled women. He described one attack that appeared to have been carried out by an attacker who was a paraplegic in some type of hospital or care facility. So it's gimps raping gimps. I read that line today, and I said, well, now, it just elevates this story to a whole new level of distorted view greatness. When he wheeled himself to the room, he used his arms to hoist himself onto the bed, Scott said. He then removed his diaper. Oh, yeah, he was wearing a diaper. He removed the diaper of the victim. He engaged her in sexual activity, sexual assault. He then hoisted himself onto the floor, scooted across the floor, out the doorway, and disappeared from the camera's view. This was really shocking because we're supposed to defend the defenseless. And these people are truly defenseless. Well, so are the people doing the raping. You know what I mean? They're just as defenseless as these, physically and mentally disabled women. The difference here is that the attackers are motivated. They're not just lying around, you know, drooling on themselves, shitting their pants. Well, they're shitting their pants, but they're mobile at least, scooting on the floors, taking their own diapers off, placing their cocks in disabled bacon holes and shit. Come on, these men should be commended for what they're doing. They're not playing the victim. They're playing the predator. All right, this was really shocking because we're supposed to defend the defenseless, Detective Ron Anderson said. And these people are truly defenseless. They cannot fight off an attacker. They don't have the ability to consent to this kind of activity. Well, then they don't have the ability to not consent. I should be their lawyer. Timmy Boo Henson, Esquire. Second story we have for you today. Real quick, I have to tell you, I cannot wait until tomorrow's program. I have got a great new mashup for you from the great Corey of Butt Fudge Sunday. You should all go to buttfudgesunday.com right now and check out Corey's work. Purchase some of his downloadable CDs and stuff. But recently on the show, I introduced you to a new gainer, or a gainer, a new gooner, a gooner baiter. And I said, wow, he was very verbal. And I thought, wow, this would be great material for a mashup. I sent it off to Corey. Not knowing if he, you know, would be willing to do anything, because he's been very busy lately. He stopped doing Butt Fudge Sunday, and, you know, he's doing stuff. I don't know what he's doing. But anyways, he got back to me, and this is an amazing song, but I'm waiting until tomorrow. It's killing me, because I want to share it right now with you, but no, I'm going to make you wait. Like, get off on that shit. Maybe I'll play, like, 10 seconds. I just want you to hear a little taste of what's coming up tomorrow.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here baiting for you.
Right here baiting for you. Coming up on tomorrow's program. I love Corey so much. All right. Yes. Second story we have for you today, everybody. Woo! I'm fucking retarded. I've gone retarded. Someone raped me. Someone take off my diaper and rape me. Thank you. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Tennessee. A Kingsport woman has been arrested after neighbors allegedly found her child alone on a sidewalk in 35-degree weather, quote, covered in feces. Police report the mother was located asleep in the bedroom of her apartment. She's a fucking fat broad. There's a picture of her on the in the news story here. Good God. You know she has sleep apnea. Fat people do. Hook up to that CPAP machine or whatever it's called. All right. Yes, police report the mother was located asleep in a bedroom of her apartment while the daughter was allegedly wearing only a T-shirt, diaper, and boots. Fallon Nicole Alexander Fox, 26, Christ, was arrested Monday by Kingsport Police. She is charged with attempt to commit child abuse or neglect and booked into the city jail. According to an affidavit filed in Kingsport Court, officers were called to Kingsport Manor Apartments. Sounds so regal. You know they're shitholes, though. Section 8 approved! They located the child, whose age is not specified, accompanied by a woman who found her and dialed 911. The woman reported she located the girl sitting on the sidewalk covered in feces. After calling police, she ran to get the child a blanket and a coat. Why not wash the poop off the child's skin first before you wrap it? A blanket. Yes, after calling police, she ran for a blanket and coat to cover the child. Police report that her diaper was full and feces were on the sidewalk where she was sitting. I was about to say shitting. The girl was able to show officers where she lived, directing them to apartment F6. According to the affidavit, police found the door cracked open. They allegedly announced their presence several times without receiving an answer, so they entered. Police report the apartment was very messy, with liquid spilled on the floor and dirty dishes strewn about. They allegedly announced themselves two more times, still not receiving a response. They then located Alexander Fox asleep in a bedroom with a man, identified as David Fox. Alexander Fox allegedly said she worked night shifts and before laying down had shut her daughter within the apartment and locked the door. Police say they then interviewed neighbors within the area, learning a cable man brought the child to one residence 2 months prior, asking where her parents were. Mother of the year. Police contacted the Department of Children's Services and arrested Alexander Fox. She has since bonded out of jail and has a court date set for March 31st. So there you go. And finally today, If you're not a fan of animal cruelty, you might want to fast forward a few minutes. Police in a rural part of southwestern Quebec are investigating a horrible case of animal cruelty after a black Labrador retriever and her puppies were abandoned on the side of a quiet road, three of whom had been shot in the head with a goddamn nail gun.
And they called it puppy love.
It is something called animal hoarding.
Oh, I guess
that's a different mashup from Corey.
Cibola County Sheriff's deputies found a property filled with paint. They found starving dogs dying hourly and mass animal graves.
That's right.
Behind these gates, she held 300 dogs captive on her property. For years, they were kept in filthy kennels and decrepit trailers.
And yeah. They come.
I bet their heads weren't filled with goddamn nails, though, from a nail gun. Good Christ. All right, let's read about this monster here. Thank you, Corey. The mother and her eight pups had been left for dead when Ken France and Genevieve Sabourin rescued them after they got a call from a friend who discovered the dogs next to an isolated road. France and Sabourin said it was a miracle that only two of the puppies died. My reaction at the time was of horror. I was just horrified. Rescuers came across the mother first. She led them to a ditch 20 feet away where one of her puppies was shivering in the snow. Obviously, to me, she was not going to make it. She was dying, said Sabourin. She began petting the dog and felt something strange on its head. Then I looked and I saw that it was metal, like two pieces of metal that had been punctured into the brain. This is when I said, something's really, really wrong here. How very astute of you. Another puppy lay dead in a garbage bag nearby. It had also been shot by a nail gun. Animal Protective Services took all the dogs to the vet. The mother, who also had a long nail lodged in her brain, was treated and is recovering. See, the story has a happy ending. The six... I don't know why I sound so disappointed by that. The story has a happy ending. Yay! The six surviving puppies have been adopted, but police are investigating who abused the dogs. Probably some fucking teenager. It's always a teenage boy. Meanwhile, both France and Sabourin said they're struggling to understand a crime, which they say still haunts them. Get over it. Christ's sakes. People are fucking pussies, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's horrible. Dog was shot with a nail gun, but most of them are going to be okay. They're going to be adopted. You know, it's great that you found them, and it's a horrible thing that happened to them, but move on with your life. What do you mean it's haunting you still? They're dogs. All they do is eat and shit all over your floor, and then you gotta pick at it with your fingernails. I love dogs, but right now, don't press me on this. I'm not in the best mindset. You hear that, Walter and Willie? You better just be on your best behavior. Put you in the fucking oven or something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. What a horrible program this is. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is the portion of the program where I listen to your inane babbling.
Hey, Tim, since you're a member of Scat Cat here.
Hello, Scat.
I was actually torn between that and Dirty Dildos.
I would have went with Dirty Dildo.
Dirty Dildos. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Gotta play more of him. Anyway,
I will do my best.
I had a question about a clip you frequently play.
Uh-huh.
The kid yelling, "That's racist!"
Yes.
Where is that from?
Wonder Shows It.
Because I've been listening.
It was an MTV2 program called Wonder Shows It, and a little black kid says that. He's racist.
Hello, nigga police? It's Scotia from Thunder Bay.
Scotia!
We're having a debate on whether there would be a ginger nigger. Because apparently gingers run in all races, but I've never seen a nigger with ginger red hair.
Oh, I have. I mean, you know, it's not natural, but I've seen black people dye their hair. I mean, Dennis Rodman did that in the 90s. Come on, Scotia. You're better than that.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo.
No, well, there are no natural red-headed black people.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, what it do? This is,
I really feel like I've missed a few pieces of shit in this room. Because the smell, it's got to be coming from somewhere. It still smells like dog shit.
Tim Bab?
I want it to go away.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, what it do? This is Tim Bab from the Sandcast Podcast, comedian, podcaster, all-time failure. Called you, A, wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
B, pose the question about the...
You can sort of see where I'm at in my voicemails. I'm now playing the January 1st calls.
The gal who...
I'm only 10 days behind now.
Toilet paper that you saw on that show.
Yes, the girl that he's
I just wonder if perhaps she wipes her ass with a slice of pizza. Just to
complete the circle.
She's all mixed up. Up is down, left is right. Yeah, she likes to eat. There's some girl on that, what's the name of that show? Strange Obsessions. She likes to eat toilet paper. Her favorite place to eat toilet paper is in the movie theater, right? She snacks on it like popcorn. She likes it because she can be around other people, and they typically don't notice her eating the toilet paper.
Dimmy, dimmy, so boom, what it do? You make the boy say jagoo. Dimmy, dimmy, boom. What it do? I love to eat the poo-poo. I love you. Happy New Year.
Aw, I love you too.
From Special Fucker Matt in Kansas.
Well, thank you very much. And there's a new Timmy Boo call that I'm going to play for you. Maybe tomorrow I'll do that. Strip club DJ came through again. This one's a long one. It's not edited. This guy hosts some sort of religious show and gives like an 8-minute prayer for Timmy. For Timmy Boo Henson, who was shot up in a gang-related drive-by or something.
Jagoo, Tim.
Yes.
Such a freak in North Carolina. I went on a pilgrimage to Jamaica recently, and I visited Miss Cleo.
No.
She says that the only way to stop the monkey future is for you to have sex with Alexis K. Tyler and have a son. He will fight them with his powerful dick and nuts.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm up for it. Alexis K. Tyler's pretty hot for, she's like 40-something, right? She's good-looking, likely.
Hey, Tim. I want to do my first rant of 2011. So I was on my Facebook.
Who is this? Is this Spider?
Give you some context. Okay.
I like how he's not calling in with his name now.
Speak fast.
You're trying to trick me, but okay. I'll take the bait.
There's my English teacher, Mr. River, and he's really anal about essays, right? Our essays are like 20% of our fucking grade, right? So he wants you to, like, support your evidence with support, and then support your support with fucking support, and then support that with support. So I made my Facebook status, because there's like an essay due fucking Monday, and today's Saturday. I was like, I wonder if I were to tape or attach the original text claiming it to be quotation support to my
essay. I'm bored with this call. I'm sorry.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Rose Cohen calling in. Just wanted to say I just listened to your show for the first time ever. Wow, hi.
Oh.
I've actually been listening to you for a couple of years now. But, yeah, man, every fucking little thing that you say does make sense. Every single time that you say, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you think it's sense.
Oh, so when you're high, when I say, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, when you're high, it makes sense. Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Jeanette! What's up, dude? It's Matt from the General. Hey, happy
Matt.
New Year, man.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Glad you're still
around.
Hey, I
was just listening to your 1227 like show. And during
did you win that podcast? Were the podcast awards announced? I'm not paying attention to that bullshit anymore.
Voicemail
means so little to me.
Segment. Some chick called in from Montana. That's awesome. We're from Montana. I haven't heard any other Montana freaks calling.
Are you on meth? Because I know Montana is a big meth, like the meth capital of the world. And there's that Montana meth project. I want to know if I could see Matt from the Jam Hole getting into some meth action. He's definitely on some drugs. I can't tell which, though.
Tim, Adam from Nashville, here with Rob from Nashville.
Yeah.
And we are driving home from a New Year's party, and we just hydroplane.
You got to be careful.
And,
I should do a public service announcement on hydroplaning. It's something I know a lot about.
Happy New Year!
Woo! Bunch of drunk people calling in now.
Say hi to Tim Henson.
Hi, Tim Henson. You're fantastic and also probably gay.
Probably.
You're only mostly gay.
It's overwhelming evidence
say
to prove that I
Tim
am.
Tim Henson.
This cock in my ass, for instance. Little to the left there, Bruce. Little to the left.
It's a podcast. Okay. I listen to it. It's the story of you. Say thethirdview.com.
Oh, no, you do it.
No, I don't want to because I'm a stupid bitch.
I love you.
I won't play along with anything.
Shit.
What would be the harm in saying distortedview.com, huh? You stupid cunt.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what do? Happy New Year, fucker.
Thank you.
Just happy one other year, thing too. I was going to say and call you about. Remember the crazy Christian you played a crap load back in 2009? I now figure out what kind of Christian she is. She's one of them fucking nuts, evangelicals. Because I was listening to your older episodes that have, like...
Interesting note, you know, she speaks in tongues and everything. He's talking about a utard that I used to play on the show. And she would say, shabashiki, shabashiki, shiki. Anyways, tomorrow when I play that strip club DJ call to the prayer line, that dude speaks in tongues as well. Bunch of idiots. You just sound like a moron. I wish people... Do people listen to themselves when they're doing this? Come on. Get a grip, man. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as you know, God.
It makes me feel like I have to shit all the time, though, too.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday program. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this tonight.
There's something kind of yee about a kid that's never played baseball.
Oh, hey, queer.